Malcolm Hill loves to scuba dive. The University of Richmond professor fell in love with marine life more than 20 years ago.
The colors are incredible and the organisms are found nowhere else.
And he says coral reefs, which occur only between the tropics of Cancer and Capricorn, are vital to human survival.
They're incredibly important fisheries. They support huge human populations through their production of protein.
But Hill says reefs are in trouble, damaged by rising water temperatures, pollution, and overfishing.
We're a species that needs to eat, and we're getting close to 7 billion humans. But all of that feeding has to come in a sustainable manner, or we're in very big trouble. And right now, fishing practices in coral reef regions is probably not sustainable.
Overfishing did threaten the reefs around Gili Trawangan, a tiny island 2 hours from Bali by speedboat, a white sand and blue water wonderland that draws 100,000 tourists a year. Most, like Anna Walker, come to dive.
I first came to Gili Trawangan in 1999. Fell in love with the island, fell in love with diving, really enjoyed teaching it. I think it's where I'm meant to be, if that makes sense.
But soon after she arrived, Walker started hearing frightening sounds. Local fishermen were using dynamite on the reefs.
It either kills or stuns all the fish, so they then just float up to the surface, and then they just pick them all up and collect them like that. And for them, obviously, it's quite an effective way of catching a big group of fish.
Walker, who owns the Big Bubble Dive Shop, was alarmed, and she had no trouble persuading her neighbors that something must be done. They'd all lived through the slump that followed a terrorist attack on Bali in 2002.
If anything good came out of the Bali bomb, it was like a little opening of our eyes to see what happens when there's no tourists around. And it was easy then to try and show the locals that if we destroy our corals, this is going to be us permanently and not just the reaction of a bomb.
7 dive shops agreed to begin charging a head tax on customers, a few dollars apiece. The money would be used to pay a police force of fishermen to patrol the reefs rather than destroying them.
Most important thing is educating people that they could actually make money from the coral reef rather than fishing a fish and selling it for barbecue. You sell it only once, and when you can sell the fish many, many times and every single day by taking snorkels, you make much more money than eating it.
That's Delphine Robb, head of a local group committed to saving the reefs. In addition to preventing further damage, she promoted a new technology called biorock, or seacrete. It involves planting wire structures of varying lengths and widths on the ocean floor, then shooting low-voltage current through the metal. A layer of limestone, like natural coral, then forms on the wire.
The reaction we're doing is the actual normal natural reaction of the sun, the coral, and all the minerals in the seawater. So we are just speeding up the reactions.
In fact, biorock grows at nearly 5 times the rate of natural coral, and it's stronger, more resistant to disease and bleaching. The Gili Islands now boast 62 new reefs of biorock, and other countries have taken note, with new reefs taking shape in the Maldives, Thailand, the Philippines, and the Caribbean. Next, Rob hopes to power these projects with a renewable source of electricity.
Now we are looking for an electrician volunteer will come to set up a prototype to make biorock sustainable using the tidal and current energy directly with a turbine that will power the biorock. So it's just also to get the technology well sustainable instead of using the electricity from the main grid, and giving the example to all the businesses here that they should use different energies and more and greener energy to power all the AC, the swimming pool, and things like this.
Biorock is also serving as a teaching tool for college students from around the world who come to dive and stay to help maintain the reefs. And Rob contends the fish themselves are standing up for their new habitat.
Some are on the biorock and they're telling you, that's mine now, you can get out, actually bite you or grab your hair or things like this because you're on their territory.
Hey, back off.
Yeah.
Rob hopes to spread the gospel of biorock to other parts of Indonesia. But in a country of 17,000 islands stretching nearly 2,000 miles, Malcolm Hill is skeptical.
It seems impractical on large scales, but we're so desperate right now for fixes that almost any option that's on the table is something to consider.
And as we consider, he says, we should also be working to reduce greenhouse gas emissions that promote climate change and to protect reefs from overfishing and pollution. This is Sandy Houseman reporting.